Yo, what's going on, man? You guys are now tuned back into the Free Sauce Podcast, man. You already know we got another banger of an episode for you guys today, man. We got a special guest right here to my left, man. You already know what's going on. But before you get into it, man, you already know, hit that like button below, subscribe, comment, man. Hit, boost them comments on the videos, boost our engagement. Like we said at the end of the last week, last podcast, the website back open, www.freesauceshop.com. So shit, all type of merch there. Shit, what else? Make sure you tuning in with the After Dark Instagram page. Remember, we come in very soon with episodes. We gonna release like a little guest form for people to fill out. So like, just some basic little, literally take probably about 30 seconds, a little questionnaire, some topics and shit you want to talk about. So look on the IG page for that. Shit, yeah. But without further ado, we gonna let our guest go ahead and introduce himself, man. What's going on?
Nah, chilling, man. Mari up in here. Mari got fans, whatever. Up in here chilling, man. Coming on the podcast, sure, kicking it with y'all.
That's cool. That's dope. It's a pleasure to have you on here. Hopefully, you know, we give the fans a great episode and something to look forward to.
Shit, what you had going on today? You had class today or what?
Y'all had class, but shit, I ain't gonna lie, I slept through it. Yeah, yeah. I slept through that shit.
Y'all should be like earlier what it is.
Yeah, I got 9 a.m., then 10, then oh, that's it for the, what's today, Wednesday? Yeah. For the Wednesdays, yeah. But that early shit, that should be kicking my ass.
Like, a lot of folks don't realize it's not the same thing as, you know, being in high school, waking up early.
Definitely not.
Because at least in, like, back in high school, you know, you were waking up early, it was, like, kind of mandatory. But now you on your own type of time.
Then you gotta wake up, go drive, park, still walk fast,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's gonna be, I think that's damn, I'm glad I don't got early class, because that's when parking be the worst in the morning. Like, you got an 8 a.m., 9 a.m., 10 a.m., yeah. Parking over where you gonna have to park far as hell.
Hate that shit.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, yeah, sure. You got class today, Austin?
I had work in the morning, then I had class at 2. It wasn't that bad. I was in there for like 5 minutes because right when we got in there, we just had to take a quick test. And he gave us the test before. And so like I walked in with the answers. So so I just took my 5-minute test and walked right out.
Working smarter, not harder.
I didn't want to be there any longer than I had to be.
I'm already knowing. Yeah, yeah, shit. Same shit. I had some, I had class today. Regular shit. I had 4 of them. I only went to one. So win is a win.
Better than most.
Wednesday, yeah, yeah, but shit, I was chilling. Ain't shit going on today. It's a boring Wednesday. Shit, but man, we go ahead and get right into it, man. We started shit, clothing brand shit. How that come about? What made you want to get into like the clothing line shit, and specifically what piqued your interest in terms of like why that name, why this type of clothing, like why?
Oh shit, really, man. It all started in high school, for real. Like, I was into clothes and shit. I used to design clothes, like, just little sketches and shit with my brother. But, fam, I was young, so I didn't really know how to, like, handle it, for real. And then, it happened, like, last year, December. I was just thinking, I was looking back at the little pictures and stuff I wrote. I was, like, my brand name, my last name, Myri. So, my brand really shot Myri. But then, I was like, I can't put that on the shirt. Like, because I know motherfuckers know me, like, close to me. We can cuss on here.
Yeah, yeah.
I just know, like, motherfuckers know me personally. Like, they won't want no shit with, like, Myrick on it. So then, like, I, like, went on Google, like, searched up, like, the meaning of Myrick. It was, like, Moorish and shit. Like, it's something, like, about native, like, Indians and some. It's deep into it. But I was, like, Moorish. I was, like, that's cool. Like, that's a unique little standard, unique name. So I ran with that. I was designing, man. Looked up on YouTube, just watching, like, hours and hours how to, like, contact manufacturers. Like, how to, like, get the designs and, like, the mock-ups and all that. And then, shit, I was just running with that. And then the first little hoodie I had made was, like, a little skeleton hoodie. So I was just posting that. I was posting it on TikTok, and I made an Instagram for it. So I was posting on TikTok, like, three times a day. Then out of nowhere, that shit just started blowing up. And then, like, shit, I started within February. So, like at the end of April, I had, like 15,000 followers on TikTok.
Sheesh.
So I just ran with that, and then
that's 2 months.
I just kept pushing it.
So, and I'm sure shit, you probably get a lot of time. Niggas probably come up to you, hey man, how you start off? How I do this? How I do that? And really, it just sound like shit. Name was the first thing you tried. Like, what the fuck I'm finna call this brand? Shit, that's the most important thing. And then shit, it's like he ain't just come up with no regular ass name. He came up with some shit that like. He say shit, Shop Myrick, that was his name, but he like, nah, that's cool, but niggas close to me, they really not gonna fuck with that. So Danny went up, look what the fuck Myrick mean, got some shit from that. So it's really like he did some extra research on top of all of that shit to get to where he is today, not just slap a name on some shit.
And I wanted to add the fact that not only did he do research, but he also used what is already at hand. We all have access to YouTube, but how many of us actually utilize it, you know? Like, he actually went out his way to look at how to contact manufacturers, how to, like, go about the whole YouTube process and the clothing process. Just, like, finding the right ways to ask Google or YouTube the right questions to get the best results. Because at the end of the day, like, it could teach you so much shit. The fact that the moment you're willing to actually learn that much, you know?
Yeah. I think, like that was like I was just gonna say shit. Like I said, he get a lot of niggas coming up to him, ask him like, how I do this? How did you go about this? How did you find that manufacturer and shit? Just like he went on YouTube and did the research, did the due diligence. Same shit you could do. It's really just about like, it really just come down to how bad you want it type shit. A lot of niggas want it like spoon fed, but shit, he in the case shit. Fuck, I go get it myself. I figure out if somebody else was able to do it. If there's thousands of other creators making hella money, got successful clothing brands, then shit. I do the same shit.
That's the whole thing I was thinking, like, if they doing it, why the fuck I can't do it? So right. Then, like, that's when I be, like, on YouTube, like, just the journey, I be vlogging the journey and stuff on YouTube. And, like, the questions, like, I was wondering, that's when I just started posting on YouTube, making YouTube videos about them. Because I know people out there, what they looking for, so I just started running with that, with the YouTube, the clothing side.
Bro, that's another thing, shit. I say that all the time, like, kind of like be the person like that you would have wanted to be like when like you that you needed when you was growing up. Like be that person when you get older, the person that you needed. Basically, that's what you're doing. He being the person that shit. It would have been cool to see if you had a motherfucker going step by step why they actually in the journey. Because a lot of niggas, bro, why you in the journey? Why you in the shit? You're not trying to get no type of sauce up. You're trying to. I'm trying to keep all this shit for me. And then when I get up to a place where shit, y'all, you know, y'all can't touch me right now. Then I get a game away. But shit, he letting you know like. Step by step by step, why he actually making error still going through the shit. Like he said, February. So that's what's this? The 9th month. That's about 7 months. 7 months, and he already giving up games type shit. So that's just, I think shit, it'll just come back to you. Shit.
Yeah.
You steady. You give away game. Shit. Damn near, I think every drop he damn near give away some type of free shit for the little raffle or whatever. All you gotta do is tax, motherfucker. Yeah.
Makes you stand out too. Keep
asking people. Hell yeah, I think shit, that's the biggest thing.
I know like y'all seeing this now, but like a lot of people don't understand like how much money you could just make off social media.
I'm already annoying.
Like that's just crazy these days.
I'm already annoying from. I'm already annoying. I'm already annoying. You can make some, and it's just shit. Really, it's just seeing. I bet you it's probably from that first drop. First drop, you like, damn, I could sell out in a week and. I'm this all zero knowledge type shit. This is just my first time putting some shit out there, and I can sell out in a week, I can sell out in 10 days, whatever. And then you seeing profits off of that, not just you breaking even, but damn, I'm eating off this too. It's like, okay, it's more to it.
Like Ricky says all the time, but I'm gonna try to paraphrase it. It's pretty much like strangers will get you places where your close friends won't get you. And it's pretty much like they'll get you richer. So far as like, because. The people close to you, yeah, they might see your ideas, they might see your vision, but do they believe? A stranger from the outside looking and doesn't know anything about you, has no prior history about who you are or anything, they have nothing but else to do but to see what you're actually doing, to actually, you know, take the steps and journey with you.
You know, it's kind of like cliche. Niggas already, they say all the time, oh, you can't give a fuck about what the next person think or shit like that, but like that's really true as hell because... If you think about it, the people that you know, bro, they not finna get you rich, bro.
For real.
Like, they not finna take you to where you trying to get to. You probably know Like, I don't know. You probably know 200 people, but them 200 people not finna make you the number one clothing brand, or make us the number one podcast, or make niggas the number one photographer in the world, or the number one fucking artist. You need the fucking strangers, the world. That's how the fuck you gonna be up. That's how you gonna get to the millions or whatever you're trying to get to, if it's something extraordinary. So that really, like, that not giving a fuck with people around you, think that's damn near the best advice. Because 9 out of 10, 95% of the motherfuckers that's talking shit around you, they not doing 5% of the shit that you're doing.
I definitely agree with that. And I like how you said, like, the 200 people, like you know, like, 200 people. Like, I would just, like, be imagining, like, how many subscribers I got on here? Like, almost 200 or something like that?
Yeah, 107.
Like, I just be imagining, like that's not, like, a big-ass number compared to, like, other, like, you feel me, famous people. But I be thinking, like, say if like it's 100 people in one room just watching you.
That's what I'm saying.
That's how you're looking at it.
That's dope as hell.
That's all. When you put it in terms like, damn, if we could pack out a room with 100 people just watch us do a live podcast, damn, yeah. we doing good shit.
It's dope.
And we doing good.
Because if they subscribe, then obviously they fucking with y'all. Right. They gonna steady watching y'all videos.
Yeah, hell yeah, I fuck with that. Putting it in terms like that.
I wanted to ask you, like, how do you get over, like, roadblocks? Like, you know, sometimes, like, you're going through the process, and sometimes you might hit it. You might stumble to, like, a little rock in the road or something. Like, how do you, like, overcome that?
Man, to be honest, like, I just like speaking, like, the creative process. Like, music, my therapy, I ain't gonna lie. Like, music, like, that helped me get through, like, day-to-day, daily basis, everything. Like, just, like, when I be creating, like doing little stuff for the clothing brand, like, I got, like, a little vibe. Like, I gotta, like, film, throw some music on. I gotta, like, put the LED lights on so I can really just, like, think and, like, lock in. Like, it's like a whole little creative process that I go through.
I was just gonna say it's part of the creative process. Yeah, yeah. It's damn near with anything, like, any artistic thing. Shit, music, clothes, fucking, like, actual art type shit, painting, podcast, anything. You gotta be, like, in the right setting in your fucking, and it's part of the creative process, like, feeling that in the right mood type shit is really gonna get you there. But I want to ask you, like, how you go about, like, kind of, like, creating, like, not creating, but basically, like, I'm pretty sure you got hundreds of designs in an iPad or whatever to keep your shit at. I'm pretty sure it's hundreds of designs. How you go about, like, picking, I'm gonna put this design on this piece of clothing, this colorway. There's gonna be a fall or spring or summer dry. Like, how you been going about, like, picking that shit out? Or just right now you just still testing the water, seeing what work and what don't work?
Nah, really, I ain't gonna lie, like, TikTok your best friend. Like I'll post on TikTok on my clothing. I post a lot, but I scroll a lot on that motherfucker too. So like the trendy things, like, it's like trends, like every 2-3 months it's trends. And like, I just try to be like one of, like, the little first little brands on a trend, like, just follow it. Like, I say for the summer you had, like, the little acid wash shorts, and then you had, like, the boxy t-shirts. Now then you got the fall wear. Like, I just follow, not like follow what everybody else doing, but I take theirs and then, like, I put my own little twist to try to stand out.
Yeah, basically you stand on top of current fashion, basically. It's not keeping yourself too confined to the point, because I think a lot of the creators get to the point where they trying to create something that's like, no, this what I want to do. I'm going to create it this way, but not really looking at, like, the demand for shit. Like, the demand, what niggas wearing right now is, like he said, it was probably acid wash shit. Now it's the boxy shit. So what is niggas wearing? That's what's going to sell when it comes to a clothing brand. It's not, let me create some shit that I just want to create. Yeah, you creating some shit that's yours, but also you got to look at what's the market like? What's the demand for shit?
Yeah, you definitely got to know, like, the demand. Like you got to be creative. Like, you can't just, like take your logo name, just slap it on it. Like, ain't nobody going to buy your logo if they don't know you.
All right.
That's why you got to, like, be creative, like a little design, try to stand out on there.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Did you have any, like, inspiration outside of, like, maybe, like, TikTok or anything? Like, did you study, like, some of, like, the big time, like, fat people in the fashion or anything like that?
Yeah, I say it ain't really, like, it's not really popular brands, but I say, like, little streetwear brands. It's like, it's called Billionaire Studios. That's one person that I actually looked up to in the streetwear game. That's why, like, I get a lot of my little creative thoughts from just looking at this. So, y'all got time, just look them up. That's, yeah. anything.
I know one of my close friends got one of their hoodies, and it's good quality, and the design on there is pretty tough.
And shit, speaking of quality, like, speak on, like, finding, like, materials that you want to make, manufacturers, speak on, like, knowing, like, which one to go with, which one is credible, like, having, like, surfing through them and shit, because I'm pretty sure that take time, getting samples, that take time. So, like, just speak on, like, the whole process of, like, I guess, kind of placing the order type shit.
I'll say, with the manufacturers, I ain't gonna lie, like, I did some research, but it took me a long ass time to find a manufacturer. But like, if you just like hopping in the game or something, I'd say buy a manufacturer list from like somebody that like, you feel me, it's gonna save you a whole bunch of time, a whole bunch of money. Cause I done burn money getting samples from this person, getting samples from this person. And then when I finally found one that clicked, shit, he had made my hoodie, but he ain't make it right. So then I had to like, I actually went into like a store, and I felt like the design, like the fabrics and stuff, so then I could tell him what to mix it with, how to mix it. And then he got to work. I sent him the designs, the logo. He showed me pictures of it. He sent it in. And then it was something I ain't like on the hoodie. I ain't like how it was blended. So I told him, like, blend like the colors different and all that. And then, shit, when he sent it back, then that's when I just pressed the bogo order.
So kind of speak on, like, once you get that, once you place that bulk order, like, kind of like the first drop, what was, like, going through, like pre-made versus, I got this shit in hand, doing it that way, and kind of, like, basically just how you was feeling because this is your first drop. Was you confident about it? You was, like, kind of on the fence? Or, like, shit, like you say, you had released some shit on TikTok, so you already had received some type of feedback.
Yeah, I ain't going to lie. I was nervous as hell. I still do get nervous as hell, but, like, the feedback, I don't really pay attention to the feedback for it because it's going to be negative and positive. So that's why, like, I don't even look at it because I don't want the negative thoughts to get to my head and be like, oh, no, they ain't going to fuck with this. They ain't going to fuck with that. So I don't pay attention to the feedback. But yeah, the thoughts, just nervous as hell. Like, just wondering if people going to buy it, if they're going to like it, they're going to cop it, if it's the right price. Like, getting ready for a drop, like, your hair is, like, just all over the place. All
right, you know what?
Just touched on price, like, how, like, right now, you know, how do you try to manipulate it into your best way possible? Because, you know, sometimes you might be wanting to sell to the location you're in, which right now is going to be college students. Like, you're going to try to, you know, it's a big crowd. So how do you try to, you know, tweak it or not tweak it into the ways that people can actually, you know, afford them and get them?
Well, with that, first I look at the market, like, what everybody else, how everybody else got their prices set. And then I, like, you got to calculate, like, how much you want to make, how much it costs to make, how much you want to gain from it. And then you got to add in the shipping, and then you got to add in the taxes. So it's a lot to go in when you calculate the price. But then you don't want to make it too expensive so people ain't gonna buy it. And then you don't want to make it too cheap that people think your material cheap. So, like, you just really gotta, it's really like a guessing game with the numbers, but you got to make those best for yourself. What, how much you want to get out of?
You don't want to sell no shit. I think my shit designer type shit already put a hoodie for $300-$500, and you ain't got nobody buying that shit. Or you only finna get 10 made type shit because it's such a high price point, or just shit like that. It's kind of like just reading the market as well, kind of putting shit like in a $100-$200 range. If you got good material type shit,
I ain't gonna lie, I was geeked to sell when I first started. I was like, I'm going to sell this hoodie for $350.
Yeah.
Angle, I was getting this here with people around me. They talk some sense into me. I was like, nah, I can't do that shit.
But it, and it's like $350, yeah, that's, like I said, yeah, that's cool if you designer shit. But like he said, bro, once you, like, you got to realize who you selling to right now still. It's still motherfuckers that, especially how times is to an economy, we not in the greatest conditions. So, shit, you got to think about that. But also, like, shit, it's primarily going to be probably younger kids buying the shit. If you a younger clothing designer, you making, like, more young adult type shit, 20-year-old type shit, more streetwear type shit. So you got to realize that price point, too. And kind of like, what the fuck niggas paying for hoodies nowadays? I say hoodie today probably going average
60 to 80.
I was going to say at least 70, probably, yeah, about 60, 70.
60, 70,
that's,
yeah.
That's on the low end. And on high end, you probably paying about $200-$300.
Yeah.
And that's if it's like some shit that you really, really want, like some spider shit, some designer shit, like some shit like that. So it's just reading that shit.
But touching like another thing with the price, like once you build your fan base and like you build your like your little community, like I was talking to one of my homies, like he high up in the clothing brand, but like once you actually like build your like your base, you could price that shit whatever you want. Mm-hmm. Like he told me like when he dropped a hoodie, he'll like sell it for like 100, but then he'll sell out, but then he'll like get like a couple back, like order a couple more, put them at 250, sell it again, the same hoodie.
Mm.
So like when you got a strong fan base,
creating that demand too,
they gonna fuck with you.
Yeah, it's kind of like shit. We you know fuck these brands.
Yeah,
shit. Shout out fuck these brands too. But I mean, if you go look at that shit, they got some shit on there that cost some shit, but they didn't put in the work to the point where they could push it like that. And it's great quality, great design. Everything is off the boards, but they can do that because we've been doing this shit for years. We got a fan, we got fan base, and we got like kind of a foundation type shit. So our shit can cost as much because we basically showing the social proof that our shit is worth it.
And it's low-key like playing a little game. Like, because once you do it, like once you sell out the first time, you're like, okay, I'm about to release another drop, but this is going to be limited. Like, you only get maybe like 20 to 30 pairs back again. You're like, now, since there's only 20 to 30 of them left, how much are you all willing to pay for it, you know? And that's where it goes from there.
I'm feeling like it's kind of like, shit, you know motherfuckers waiting on, you know motherfuckers want a piece, so it's like you kind of can put them at anything. Not anything, but you can put them at a higher price point.
Because
you know they want this shit, so they're going to pay damn near, not whatever, but they're going to pay whatever for this shit.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that's cool to see.
And one thing I learned, especially from this summer too, like people don't buy the products that you are selling. They buy you, the individual.
Yeah, so, you definitely got to set a lifestyle to it.
So if they fuck with you, how you move, the way that your clothes is, and everything about you, they are willing to pay any price to be like you, if that makes sense.
That's true, so yeah, bro.
And then also, to follow up that up, I had a question for you. Is this a one-man process?
One man, solo. Hey. The whole thing, solo, yup.
So it's 100% yours?
Yup, 100% mine.
That's what's up, shit.
How many hours go into that? That's not definitely not easy. And one man doing the design, the print, all that.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Not easy. I work on it every day. Every single day I work on it. Like, every day. Like, even on TikTok, I post on TikTok every single day. I ain't missed a day yet. I post on TikTok every day. Then just as soon as I get a design that I see that I want to somehow, I go on here, go into Adobe, go on here, do my little spin to it, then just work on it every day.
You be on Adobe through a laptop or through an iPad? Or
I'll do it to an iPad. That laptop shit, that shit hard as hell.
I'm finna say, because it'll be all mouse type shit.
Yeah.
I just
use my finger. That shit hard as hell.
And then kind of, I know you got a drop coming up on Friday, so kind of like speak on the drop Friday, what you gonna be dropping there, shit, where they can find the shit and shit like that.
On Friday, I'm dropping three boxy t-shirts. They call, one called Green Demon, the Green Demon boxy tee, the Get Rich Die Trying boxy tee, and the Art on Display boxy tee. I'm dropping on Friday for $35.
And y'all will be seeing this on Sunday, so shit will already be in drop. Hopefully, shit, by now the shit ain't sold out. So, shit, go
catch it while
you're slash the website right now. What's the website?
Morris.us. MORRISSH.US.
Morris.us. Hopefully, shit ain't sold out by now.
Hopefully.
Shit, slide to the website, grab some shit. But, shit, I wanted to kind of talk about shit. Kind of like, it's kind of like you, I don't know a good example, but you damn near like you doubling down on the clothing brand shit. So like we see you on the YouTube type shit. You using the clothing brand shit, all your processes, shipping, creating shit, posting shit on you TikTok, all that shit. You creating YouTube videos for that and putting that straight on YouTube. So it's kind of like you using the shit that I'm doing this shit anyway. So I'm just gonna record what the fuck I'm doing, then posting on YouTube, get more traction there. So it's kind of speak on like Instagram, YouTube with the fucking clothing line.
Really, with like the clothing, like doing like clothes on YouTube, I was second guessing it. But like, I know y'all probably see like Jane Ray right here did like a little studio video on YouTube, one of those like a little face to face, and the video got like 2.8K, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then, fast forward, like, I had, like, I don't know when, it was sometime before, like, I think, like, through April and May, I had dropped a YouTube video just sitting in my apartment, just telling people what kind of manufacturer to use for a clothing brand. The video had, like, 2,000 views in, like, two weeks.
Mm.
And I was like, I'm paying $100, $200 to do a studio video when I'm sitting in my room getting more views than, you feel me? So yeah, that's why I was like, I could just run with this with the YouTube and kind of slow down a little face-to-face stuff with it.
Bro, I fuck with that.
And then kind of like, when you speak on like, with the YouTube shit, you kind of like, you kind of try to integrate more like, damn, I want to show kind of my personality too on here. So I want to share some like personal shit as well, what I'm doing in my life. Kind of what shit, what the clothing brand can get you, like perks that come with it or shit like what I've gained from it, shit like that.
Yeah, I definitely been doing that. Like, I like do like little vlogs and stuff and about the clothing brand. Then just like talking about like the success and like the downs, getting what I'm gaining from, what I'm losing from it. And from a clothing brand, I'm actually finna get ready and cop a new car. So I just been, you feel me, explaining that in the vlogs and just like talking about that. That's it for real.
Shit, niggas say that shit 7 months.
That's good.
Definitely life doing 360 shit, grabbing new wheel, shit going up from a little shit, 7 months stand down, working that shit. You said, he said he ain't missed a day on TikTok posting. That's a real dedication.
Yeah, it's real.
Especially like you say, it's a one man show. So he creating all that content, getting all the content ready, putting it on TikTok, focusing on the brand as well, creative shit. So it's a lot that come with it. What's kind of like the big, what's the number one thing you number one piece of advice you would get to somebody starting a clothing brand today?
Number one advice, don't look at somebody that been in the game for like multiple years to compare it to what you're doing. Like, don't hate on somebody. Like you always gonna get your time to shine. That's what I learned. Just stay down until you come up.
That's a great advice. You hear that in like almost a lot of things. But you don't even realize how true it is until you start something on your own.
I'm finna say, you really realize that a lot of the shit that niggas say in like the entrepreneur world and shit like that, in the business world, like the cliches, man, like damn, they like, that's all it is, bro. Like, really, that's all it is.
That really, being consistent, that's the best. Like, they not lying when they say be consistent. They not lying about that.
I'm thinking down to, man, anything in life, Joe, if you want to be good at anything, just be consistent, Joe. I think that'll unlock anything in life. Is it one thing where you think like, nah, consistency won't help that, you need something else?
You definitely gotta be consistent.
That's what I'm saying. If you consistent at anything in life, you gonna be good at it. You gonna get good at it, bro.
It's like you know how like they say like practices make perfect. It's damn near like that. Like if you're consistent at anything, you are literally bound to stumble upon something. Like you can't miss it being consistent. If you like, let's say we all play sports, right? Let's say you miss practice every single time you're supposed to be at practice. You think you'd be any better?
Hell no. Exactly. Yo, it's not playing. You're not getting in the game.
They're going to get in the game. Going to know none of the plays.
That's what I'm saying. You're not getting in the game.
So just being able to actually show up and be ready to work at every single opportunity that you're given. And like when I mean show up, I mean like show up every time, be consistent. That will get you anywhere in this life. We hear that from people that are older than us. We hear that from people that are doing the things that we want to do. We hear that from everybody. Like if that's any like life skill that you want to hold on to, that is just being that consistent.
Yeah, that's 100% facts. But shit, while we on the sports topic, shit, I know shit. If niggas at home, I know y'all saw it's Wednesday, so big ass trade news just hit today about Dame. How y'all feel about that? Dame to the Bucks. Dame to the Bucks. I think.
I don't know why they allowed it.
Aiden going where?
Aiden to the Blazers.
Yeah,
Blazers. Grayson Allen, Nurkic, and Little all going to Phoenix and a first round pick.
They robbed the league.
So now Phoenix got Nurkic, Beal,
KD,
and D-Book. Oh my God.
Yeah, the Suns and Bucks, that might be a potential Suns, finals Bucks matchup.
Oh my
That's
God.
An early call. Well, I respect that call. I got LeBron. But,
yeah, I'm still riding on my Lakers though. I can't switch up.
I'm thinking, damn, that. But the Suns and Bucks, that's two hard ass teams now.
It is.
Cause you got, they both got three. They both got three stars damn near.
I don't know that.
And they get Brooke.
I don't got faith in the Bucks after what they did last year. I don't got faith in them, man.
It's hard not. It's hard not to have faith in the Bucks with Dame though.
They lost four.
And they still, but they still got Chris Middleton
and Brooke Lopez.
They still got Chris Middleton. I thought they was for sure gonna have to give him away. Once I seen to Bucks, I'm like, oh, they for sure got rid of Chris Middleton. It's no way.
Like, I'm still perplexed how the league allowed that. Like,
but yeah, shit, like I was saying, I just think it should. Dame, he, like, if this was 3-4 years ago, Lee might step in and do something. But Dame, he probably kind of on the tail end of his career. So
Giannis 28.
No, I'm talking about Dame, not Giannis.
I know, but I'm talking about, like, Giannis is 28. And Dame being a veteran, and he could still give you 30 a night.
But it's about that time for Dame.
I think so.
You think so? You think Dame could give you 30 a night with Chris and Giannis?
I think so. Because check it out, though. It takes most of the scoring off his shoulders. So, which means if you're worried about Giannis in the paint, and Dame could shoot the lights out of the ball.
So, is this Giannis team or is this Dame team?
That is a conversation for the front office to have.
Bro, I think it's still Giannis' team, though. You can't tell you what Giannis did.
Giannis
for
shit. For one shit, Giannis got a ring, and Dame don't. So I'm finna help you get a ring. You gotta come here and come out on my wing.
True.
I'm not finna hand you the keys also, just to Damian Lillard.
With Book and KD, both of them are damn near averaging almost 30. Mm-hmm. Right? So I'm thinking, if Giannis could keep his damn near 30 points per game alive, and Dame be averaging 25, 26... he could damn near give you 30 a night. And that takes the scoring off a lot of people's shoulders. If you're if you're worried about Giannis scoring in the paint is always going to be open because Dame going to shoot the ball.
That's true. I want to see what kind of offense they going to run.
That's what I was thinking. Scary. I was just thinking about that.
I want to see what type of offense. I'm picturing shit, a lot of pick and roll shit.
It's going to be scary.
A lot of pick and roll. But I don't see Giannis getting in the pick and roll action as the role man.
Maybe Brook Lopez. That's why you still have.
Nah, it wouldn't be effective. It
would definitely wouldn't be effective.
It would be pointless putting Giannis in a corner and running a pick and roll with Brook Lopez.
Yeah, I forgot you still.
If anything, Brook Lopez is gonna go to the corner because he can shoot.
He can shoot.
So he can go to the corner. He's gonna be up top. Maybe some pick and pop shit. But I want to see what type of offense they run.
I feel like the league is gonna be fun. I feel like there's a lot more like. Players that are cold, can literally hoop. You got most of the young guys. You got SGA. You got LaMelo. And then I heard Miles Bridges is coming back.
But do you think he gonna make a difference though?
On the Hornets, they were decent before all the accusation.
I don't think he's gonna make a difference for the Hornets either way.
I'm gonna say make a difference though to the point where
he made them fun to watch.
Yeah, I can say that.
All the lobs.
The whole Charlotte team, it was fun to see to watch. They're a fun team to watch, but in terms of what the fuck is they finna win? That, like when niggas say, oh yeah, they a fun team to watch, that just mean they not finna win shit. They cool, they throw some lobs here and there, they gonna talk some shit, but these niggas not finna win, no, they not a playoff team.
So, pick three teams from each conference that you think are like contenders.
Contenders, three teams from the East. I start in the East. Okay. Milwaukee. I guess I still say Philly. Okay.
We don't know what's going on with James.
Yeah, because we don't know what's going on with James Harden. But if James Harden leave, then it depends if they can get something back in a trade. But I go Milwaukee, Philly. Boston. Got to go Boston.
They got Porzingis on Boston too now. Go Boston. They gonna be nasty.
Gotta go Boston. And from the West, I say I'm LeBron since, so LeBron, Phoenix.
You know what's funny? You don't even say the Lakers. We just said LeBron.
Oh bro, niggas know LeBron. Fuck the Lakers. It's LeBron. Wherever LeBron at. So LeBron, Phoenix. And I go Dallas just because they still got Luka and Kyrie, so you can't why not?
That's a decent little three series.
My only problem with the East is I'm trying to see what Miami going to figure out because they were supposed to go there. So now I'm trying to see if they're going to figure something out during the midseason with something, or hopefully is it, you think it's over with?
It's over because they don't got no stars, man. They got Jimmy Butler and Tyler Herro.
But they got fun without Tyler Herro, though.
And Bam, though. But even then, we knew, everybody knew, but it was finna either get swept or it was finna be 4-1.
Yeah.
Nigga, even then, they knew they weren't even supposed to get that far, bro. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That wasn't even supposed to be the championship. Denver had it easy.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, niggas knew, okay, shit. Once it got to Miami, then, okay, Denver got this. We'll watch it just because it's the finals, but. So, nah, Denver, I mean, Miami, they need some more pieces, man. They had a lot of too many role players. That whole Eric Spoelstra, like, really, I'd say Pat Riley whole, like, his whole design of, like, having 2-3 stars and that whole bunch of, if you look at it, it's a whole bunch of second rounders and undrafted motherfuckers on his team.
So that
outside of Tyler Herro, Bam, and Jimmy, it's a whole bunch of second rounders and undrafted. So it's like hard to, it's hard to win a championship with niggas like that.
Let me ask y'all, like, what y'all think about the Bulls though? Because they got some competitive pieces, but like they just can't figure out what to do with them.
I say, man, the Bulls.
My bad, the Blackhawks. My bad.
Blackhawks was holding us down for some years, man. Stanley Cup out of Stanley Cup, but for the Bulls, I say we got a promise, but we need a big man. We need a 7-footer. Because bro, Vucevic, he's too damn soft. Too damn soft, and he on the perimeter too much. He's not gonna rebound.
He be trying to shoot the rock.
But Drummond be coming in clutch sometimes though.
Drummond ain't the same player he was.
He definitely not.
He was cold. Drummond was cold.
But even then, we need a today's big.
Big. Yeah.
I feel like if Lonzo come back, he'll bring it together though. He'll bring the whole thing together.
But we need a big man though.
We need a today's big, like, meaning somebody that could score and somebody that could give you 20 a night. It's giving. Okay, our big man giving us 20 and 15.
20,
a night.
15, and 5 blocks
a night. Not five blocks a night. If he goes 20 points, blocks. 15 boards, and 2 blocks a night, then, and if Zoe was able to come back, then we would have a shot at.
Yeah, because I ain't gonna lie. After Zach and DeRozan over with, they're going back to rebuild.
Yeah.
We've been rebuilding forever.
And that, like, nah, I wouldn't even say that. What was it? 2 years right before Lonzo got hurt?
Yeah.
That year?
We were decent.
The year that Lonzo got hurt, I think if he got hurt, we damn near looking at a possible finals, Eastern Conference Finals. You feel me? And then who knows who we could pick up or how good we gonna get the year after that. That's if Lonzo stay healthy.
I was literally about to say that it's too big of a market cap not to have like good ass players.
That's what I'm saying. How the fuck?
Who doesn't want to play in Chicago?
How the fuck is we to Chicago and we can't land no big time free agent in no sport though? That ain't just basketball. The Bears can't get a motherfucker.
Throw that whole franchise away.
Like, I don't like, what the fuck? Why niggas don't want to come play in Chicago? And the only thing that I could say is management.
Man,
we got food. We got bitches. We got nightlife. We got
culture. We got
everything.
We got everything.
Everything that you want in the big city. Why the fuck can we not land big stars?
Maybe they should put us in the front office. We might make something happen.
Like, we could.
It's embarrassing.
You think if we would have made a trade for who we would have gave away for Dame? If the Bulls would have made that trade, who could we have given away?
I ain't gonna lie.
If Zoe was injured or not injured?
Not injured.
P. Williams could go.
Zoe, Caruso.
I think them three should be fine.
Zoe, Caruso, Patrick Williams and Vucevic.
Give somebody away on the draft? Give away a draft.
Okay, we could do a draft pick, yeah.
Yeah, and then we get Dame, we got DeMar, we got LaVine, we got Vooch at the 4, and we got Drummond at the 5.
We need a more dominant big man though. That's the only thing that's gonna kill us. Cause once we see Milwaukee with Giannis, once we see Embiid, niggas like that, we getting cooked. Niggas have a field. Big men have a field day with Chicago.
Man, I low key, I was thinking, like, I know, like, Bobo is not like a big for real, but I was thinking, like, low key, if a team, like, maybe a Chicago team was like, you know, pick him up, develop him, and hopefully, God willing, he turns into KD.
Nah, I don't think he got the what's that shit called? Like the hand eye coordination. He not.
Yeah, he definitely don't.
He was hooping in college though.
Hey, I feel like a big that shouldn't be out the league is DeMarcus Cousins.
Hell yeah!
I feel like he could still be on the roster. Like the Bulls could use his ass.
I feel say shit. The Bulls could use his ass.
Yeah. Damn near.
Or shit, he could be on a team like a shit. He could damn near be a backup for Philly.
They definitely need a
big.
They don't have no big. I'll be playing with them on 2K mad as hell.
Once Joey a big nigga, once a big go out,
over with.
You know what be pissing me off? Cleveland. How they got all those big men and still can't figure it out?
Because they soft.
Then that's what the problem is.
I think Evan Mobley and Jared Allen look.
I think
soft.
It's because they're young. They don't know. They don't got the experience as.
Yeah.
Feel me?
They got a tough ass front court.
With Garland
and Donovan Mitch.
But is that enough, man? Is Darius Garland enough?
He was damn near all star.
I thought he was all star.
He was all star too.
Yeah.
He was but
is that enough for us to win a champ? You think Darius Garland can win a championship as the two? As a second option?
Oh, he been hooping, so yes.
Yeah.
He been hooping.
Okay. So if it's if it's KD and D Book and Bradley Beal, and then you got Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland.
And then you got Jared Allen, who was also
I'm saying though, just that five, Darius Garland probably the fifth best person and Donovan Mitchell probably fourth. You get what I'm saying? So is that enough to win a championship?
Donovan Mitchell is number one in shooting guard right now in the league. Looking at the numbers.
I'm just saying, would you say that he better than D Book? Just off pure talent, not the numbers.
He's tough.
Is Donovan Mitchell better than Devin Booker?
I'm asking you.
It's a great comparison. I'm asking.
I think they're probably 1A, 1B.
Okay, but even then. Okay.
Donovan Mitchell is tough.
Is Donovan Mitchell better than Bradley Beal?
I'll give
Donovan Mitchell over Bradley Beal.
Okay, he's not better than Kevin Durant, right?
He's not better than Kevin Durant. No, Kevin Durant's in a different ball game when it comes to
okay, so even then, like I said, if we talking about in terms of championship, if we taking the top five niggas, like the top niggas of each team, still Donovan Mitchell third. And Darius Garland is fifth. So it's like, is that enough to win a championship? I don't know. I mean, yeah, it's a great team. They do got great pieces.
They have, I think in the East right now, them in Boston, like, other than like Giannis being in a different ball game, Philly can't ever figure it out. Boston and Cavs, they have it together. Like they have all the right pieces together.
You think Boston do after what happened last year?
No, I don't think Boston do.
I think they do now.
And losing Marcus Smart?
I think they do now.
Marcus Smart in Memphis now.
Yes, but
that was the glue shit.
He was the glue, but I feel like with Porzingis, it brings them to an extra edge. Now you have another. Marcus Smart was a tough defender, don't get me wrong, but you need the size. You need a size when you're playing against like the teams that you face.
But shit, they had Grant Williams, Robert Williams, and Al Horford.
Horford, hell nah.
But nigga, that size though.
It is size.
That size, and it can shoot, and it can space the floor.
You can shoot. It is size, but I'm thinking like their starting lineup was Marcus Smart, Jason Tatum, Brown, Al Horford, and then P. Williams came off the bench, wasn't it?
Nah, I think that's what the starting lineup was where they fucked up because they was playing that nigga. They was playing Marcus Smart and what's the two guard?
Malcolm Brogdon or something?
Nah.
White.
It's another nigga too. It's a white and a white boy. Yes.
Pritchard.
They was starting Marcus Smart and Pritchard. Nah. Starting them too. That's where they fucked up at.
You can't start them too.
Why the fuck is Malcolm Brogdon not starting? Malcolm Brogdon is a bucket. Why is Malcolm Brogdon not starting? Or if not that, why is he not your sixth man? But why do you got Smart and Pritchard, two niggas who not really offensive type of niggas who can't really go get you a bucket like Brown and Tatum? Why are they both starting at the point guard position? And then that means you got to move Brown to the three, Tatum to the four, and have Al Horford at the five.
So do you think that starting lineup now is going to be Brogdon at a point, Jason Tatum, Jalen Brown, Porzingis, and Al Horford?
I'll put Robert Williams over Al Horford to be honest.
That's what I'd be thinking. You already got Porzingis, who's 7 foot.
I'd say, okay, probably Porzingis to start, Robert Williams at the four, Tatum 3, Brown 2, and I just don't see them starting Malcolm Brogdon though. I think that it'll make sense, but I don't see them starting them.
They probably start Derrick White.
I think if anything, it'll probably be Derrick White. It'll probably be another Marcus Smart type point guard because you already got two ball dominant players in Brown and Tatum.
Somebody to facilitate instead of Rock.
That's crazy how they gave Tatum and Brown them two max contracts. I did not see that coming
either. That's crazy.
But it's kind of like shit. You either had to or one of them had to leave.
And they want to keep them together as long as possible.
And shit, I mean, Boston, it's a big ass market. They got it.
Dude, I think we talked about this a while ago. Do you think them two can win a ring together?
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah.
Hell yeah. Fuck yeah. I think they should have got it.
They've been going there for so long for
I think the thing that helped them is they still young as fuck. They still 27, 26. Yeah, some shit like that. Still young as fuck. So and no really major injuries. So I think they still got probably about 5 years in they prime to get some. After that, then it's kind of like, oh shit, I don't know. But even if you look at then, that's the end of their contract. So if they don't win shit by the end of these contracts, they probably go sign a max somewhere else.
They definitely putting the Dame move.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Man.
But I wanted to see I want to talk about the Chicago Bears for just a quick second. Do you think people ever have to figure it out?
Only thing I think would help us is management or new ownership. New management, new ownership. That's probably the only thing. Because right now we don't got a quarterback. I don't know, bro. Like, I could go out there and do what that nigga Justin Fields doing, man.
It's great. I read something where it was like, I don't know why NFL coaches still draft Ohio State quarterbacks.
What the fuck was he last week? Like 6'20" something?
Terrible.
He was some terrible at some single. He completed single digit passes. I know that.
That was wild.
I think it started everywhere, but I think top down. So ownership and management is probably what's gonna help us. Yeah, but I mean, shit, they talking about moving to fucking Arlington, so
people are gonna lose interest.
I don't know what the fuck gonna happen with the Bears.
Who?
They talking about moving the Bears to the leaving Soldier Field, going to Arlington Heights.
Is that even
they can't do that.
The Chicago Bears at that point? It might be the Arlington
Bears.
That's
what I was going to say. If you call a nigga the Arlington Bears, of course do we not. Hey, we losing all interest. Who the fuck is the Arlington Bears? So I think if anything, they have to keep that Chicago Bears name. But even then, moving that shit from the city to a fucking suburb like Arlington Heights, what the fuck is in Arlington Heights, bro?
Man.
Who the fuck finna want to drive all the way to Arlington Heights?
They said there's too much traffic in downtown.
That's what the fuck downtown is, though, nigga.
But that's the whole point. Exactly.
That's what downtown is. Traffic, get to the game hours early, tailgate, shit like that. Like that's what downtown is.
You get to actually experience being in Chicago.
Bro, you got to park 4 hours here, walk 4 hours here. That's the
That's gonna take even more away from like us being able to sign like big name free agents, shit like that.
Oh yeah.
Because y'all not even in Chicago no more. Like nobody wants to. No, and that shit was one of the, all I think they need to just. Build a dome. I know I know Lightfoot, Lori Lightfoot, even though she's not mayor no more, she was trying to do some shit. So I don't know if the new mayor gonna try to do some shit too, but I just think they need to try to build a dome. And
that'd be dope.
a dome would be raw as hell. A dome on a lake. Like that. How can you leave Soldier Field? Fucking the field is on a lake, bro.
That'd be dope.
Looking at all type of skyscrapers and shit. Like, yeah, I don't know. I just hope they don't leave Chicago though.
I hope not either. I feel like that's what brings like most Chicagoans together. Like our teams might suck, but we gonna roll with them.
For sure that.
Like so, if I feel like once they move, people might maybe start losing interest. And if they don't want that, they might as well keep it where it's at and figure out a management team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see you in the next 5 years. Hopefully,
how I hope they want a ring in my lifetime though.
I don't know if I can see that.
That'd be dope. Who still gotta win one in our lifetime? The Bulls.
The Bulls.
The Bears. Sox. No, the Sox won in 05.
But I
mean, if you want to see it, then yeah.
Bro, when the last time we like had a championship parade in Chicago?
2016.
Yeah, the Cubs.
So it's about time for another one.
We need one. I'm going to say shit. Bulls, Bears, White Sox. I mean, Bulls, Bears, Sox. That's it. Shit. Shit, if, imagine all three win in one same year.
That'd be crazy.
City on fire.
They causing havoc.
City on fire. They ass gonna call everybody. Hell no.
But I wanted to, before we let you go, do you have like any like general advice to share to like people just in general? It can be about your like clothing wise. It could be about life. It could be about, you know, just anything that you mind sharing.
Shit, any advice, man, something I had to learn was don't give a fuck what other people think. It's your life. Live it how you live it. Don't try to make yourself better. Try to change yourself personality for nobody. Just do what you know best and do you. That's the advice I got, man.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah, that's damn near the best advice, shit. You can have, shit. Do you. And then, stay out the way, shit. You got any questions for us? Anything, shit?
How y'all come up with like the transition like to go to like the after dark with like multiple people and shit? How y'all been? How that come about?
Shit, I just was trying to figure out a way like to expand on like the our college setting basically. So shit, like take advantage of it. Shit, we on a college campus. I know shit, a lot of niggas probably not into being. Probably not looking at like the professional side of things is, which is like the podcast is more a little bit more professional type shit, a little bit more focused. So it's trying to create something where like the whole campus could like watch and be a part of. So like shit, like I say, shit, anybody could come on and talk shit. I don't care who you is. You don't need a clothing line. You don't need a photography type shit. You don't need to be an athlete. You literally come on and talk about everything because it's just general topics. We just looking for interesting shit for motherfuckers to say. So shit, yeah, just trying to capitalize off of like our environment, really. What can we create to get this shit, get the town buzzing, like to the point where you say, damn, hey, that's the after dark niggas, let's see if we get on type shit. So just trying to create a buzz, but really it's just shit getting back to the main goal of this. What can we create to, like, if that go up, this gonna go up. So yeah. it's whichever way, if one go up, the other one gonna go up. So trying to create some shit like that.
And to add to that too, like, we've had like people come up to us where it's like they want to be a part of the podcast, but like he said, they don't have anything like really going on and they still want to be able to have conversations with us or still sit down and talk about anything. So making sure there's some type of inclusiveness for those people to make sure like we bring the whole community together as one, rather than trying to make sure it's kind of like really separated, you know. So being able to just have everybody that's willing to have any type of conversation be a part of something like this would be amazing. And then that's why I appreciate Ricky for, you know, sitting down and thinking through to find ways where we can have the whole campus together as one.
Yeah, shit, that was the biggest thing, trying to get the whole campus together on some shit. I mean, I think shit, it's gonna be damn near, I think it's gonna be the best shit that we could have thought of.
Yeah, I'll definitely fuck with that.
And it's like, no, ain't nobody else on campus doing no shit like that. So, ain't no competition. Everybody have to come here. Nobody else got no talk shit podcast. And if they do, they not doing it at the level that we doing it, to the point where this is a real deal. Show name, logo, shit like that. Really trying to take it somewhere. So, I think shit, yeah, due time, we gonna see the benefits of that shit.
It's going to be like looking shit on the after dark.
Yeah, that's why I said shit. It's completely unfiltered. So how we shit, we professional.
You call the students.
Right. You know, that's when people talk the most. They get the look and they say,
That's what I'm saying. You see yesterday, we don't got no red cups. We ain't smoking weed, nothing like that. But after dark, it'll be, it's like night and day, bro. I promise you, it's like complete, it'll be complete night and day, bro. People will be able to drink. People will be able to smoke on there. People will be able to let loose on there. You be able to see like a little bit of different side of me in Austin, even though, I mean, you won't see me drunk. I'll be a little lit, but
I don't think like, you gonna see me drunk.
we gonna drink a little bit, but it is our show, so we do gotta kind of make sure shit still is running
monitored,
according to the plan. We do like this is still a show at the end of the day, so it still do have structure, but now you kind of get to see a different side of us. You know, we'll talk on different topics besides like professional type shit. So yeah, trying to just being multi-dimensional, man. Just trying to switch it up, show that shit we can do multiple things. But yeah, shit, drinking, whatever the fuck niggas want to do, just all unfiltered shit, man. All unfiltered. Really, just showcasing college, really.
Oh yeah, I feel like in a sense it will make a great documentary.
It definitely will. Make yeah,
a great documentary, especially like the behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah,
it'll make a great documentary.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to just. I don't know. Just trying to.
And
use the time that we got, shit.
One of the great things from that too would be like being able to showcase like your college experience to, you know, future generations. Like I feel like this. Like, this is something that people going to be looking at way past our lifetime. Like, whoa, this is what these people were back in 2020, 2023, 2024. This is what these people were doing.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, kind of like a documentary without us even knowing it. We could look back from the past 2 years and be like, we was doing this for the past 2 years. Kind of like leaving a mark type shit.
Bro, I ain't going to lie, though. Like, I feel like... Like, when y'all started this podcast?
December 2021.
Bro, like, I ain't gonna lie, like...
I mean, college.
Like, this year, like, I've been seeing, like, hella new podcasts, like, Yachty, Paul George, Pat Bev, and stuff. Like, damn, they really been started this shit. Yeah. Like, that shit crazy.
Yeah, it like, that do give me further confirmation to the point where it's like, I think if we keep on working at this shit, then the sky's the fucking limit, you know? Like... I don't think that podcast something that's going anywhere. I just think that right now we seeing, I know you seeing a lot of, if you do follow podcasts, you probably seeing shit, a lot of people not getting their deals renewed or shit being cut. And I just think that's the filtering out process, really. Because if you look 2-3 years ago, everybody was starting a podcast. Even now, niggas still starting a podcast. So I think it's really just a filtering out process of kind of like just the real from the fake, you know? And I just, like you say, it's the consistency. If we keep on doing this week in, week out, year over year, there's really nothing that we can do but go up.
And essentially, too, it's what radios used to be. It's essentially bringing the whole community together and having the community voice their opinion. Because at the end of the day, like, I have a philosophy where it's like, if people really want to go far as a people, as a society, you're going to have to essentially listen to one another. Whether you might like what I'm saying or you might hate what I'm saying, you're still going to listen. So having this type of platform not essentially just encourage my opinion alone. It can encourage just everybody that wants to be all here to opinion. For them to, you know, for them to be known that they're well part of this community that they're involved in.
Yeah, sure. I just think, sure. Creating something for everybody to get a little voice in. That's the biggest thing. But yeah, I think we get shit. Sky's the limit for us going up. A lot of new things on the way, man.
Yeah, did you have any more questions? Or?
Shit, no, that's all the questions I got for y'all.
Okay. We appreciate that question, too. That was a really.
Oh, yeah, we love shit.
That was a great question.
We love sharing the vision and showing where we going next after shit or shit, just how shit come about. I know a lot of people like. I know shit, before the last episode, a lot of people was thinking like, shit, what a podcast at when y'all coming back, shit like that. So it's kind of like, it always, that fill us up too, like knowing that niggas looking out for us type shit.
I know like, y'all don't really do that in the summer, do y'all like the podcast or not?
Yeah, nah, that's the time we try to, we try to use that as like our time to the point where shit revamp some shit, you feel me? Like every time when we come back off the summer, it's always last summer, we did the video shit this summer. It's a new set type shit. So we always try to work on it. Like, how can we improve this shit? Because niggas, like, when we in fucking session during the shit, you seeing us every week for, like, 30 weeks. So it's hard for us to change shit, like, in between weeks and shit like that and tweak shit like that. So we use the summertime to, like, work on ourselves and shit, work on, like, adding shit to the podcast, work on investing shit every summer. So shit, that's the biggest thing with someone's just using that shit to grind.
In a sense, too, like, you're going to have to, you know, sit back and look at what you're doing to know how to improve.
Yeah, yeah.
So the summers, we look at, some things that, like you said, touched on, some things that we can improve upon, and how do we go about that improving process? Because sometimes Ricky might have an idea, and I might be like, okay, walk me through this. We don't have that much time doing when we're shooting consistently on a weekly basis. We don't have time to actually sit there and be like, okay, walk me through your whole idea process. But over the summer, we have nothing but time to actually walk through ideas and walk through how we see things happening.
Yeah, that was one of the biggest things, because I know After Dark was supposed to come it was supposed to come in like February, but I just wanted to take the summer to really focus on like what the fuck I wanted it to look like, get our minds right and shit like that, and really like do shit like we already had a podcast, so I didn't have to rush and get shit out. We already doing shit, so I just wanted to take the time over the summer and like really nail shit in, really what I want the vibe to be like, what I want shit to look like. Still working on shit to this day, so. But yeah, just taking that time to kind of like create that vision type shit. It's kind of like shit like you're not finna release shit every fucking week, or you're not finna release shit every month or every 2-3 months. It might be times where you have to take 4-5 months out because you really working on something. You ain't even trying to have no outside noise and shit like that. So kind of like every creative type shit, you take time off to get to where you're trying to be to.
And then before we let you go too, by the way, you mind sharing like your website, your Instagram, anything, or places that people can reach you at, just in case they have any questions or anything?
All platforms, Morris.us, MORRISH.US, all platforms.
Hey, yeah, Morris.us, all platforms. If you want to share your shit, personal IG too, you can share.
Mari Got Fans, MARIGOTFANZ.
Yeah, yeah, shit. Make sure y'all tune in with the Free Sauce Podcast Instagram page. Make sure y'all go get some merch on the website. We don't got no merch on today, but go cop some merch, www.freesauceshop.com. Go get that. Yeah, man, never stop learning, man. We'll see y'all next week. Free Sauce Podcast. We out.
Pay my tuition. Now I've been rapping and chasing my vision. She said she was hungry. I took her to Wendy's. Not cool with these niggas. I never been friendly. Before I turned legal, fucking hoes in their 20s. I'm not a killer, but I would if you tell me. Tearing her wood, so I'm getting revenge. Fuck the bitch once and I cut the loose ends. She said that she hate me. I fucked the best friend. She said that she hate me, so that